Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People who live by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today, Jonah, our special guest is fellow Rotarian Joe Lopolis, discussing Gift of Life, saving countless children here and abroad.
Well,
welcome, Joe.
Joe Lopolis, welcome to Radio Rotary.
Good morning, folks. Thank you so much.
And you're a member of which Rotary Club?
Peekskill Rotary Club.
And we'll talk more about that wonderful club
well,
in just a moment.
President.
He's the president.
He's the sitting president. He's not just a member.
We'll have to have Jay Verzi, our excellent engineer, bring up Hail to the Chief later. But tell us, Joe Lopolis of Peekskill Rotary, what is Gift of Life?
Well, the Gift of Life program is just that. It's a program that was started 35 years ago in Manhasset, Long Island, by Robbie Dano. He's been credited with the beginning of Gift of Life program. And since that point in time, we've participated in saving over 12,000 children who have congenital heart defects.
And in how many years?
Approximately 35 years.
Years. Wow.
And what is a congenital heart defect, for those in the audience who may not know? Like me. I don't know.
Well, that's a symptom or situation where a child is born with a heart defect, and most of the children that we see have what's called blue baby syndrome, where the oxygen levels are very depleted because there's normally a hole in the heart. The heart hasn't healed itself
in
the process.
So they're born.
Birth process.
They're born as a blue baby.
They're born with that. They're born with blue baby. It's called the blue baby syndrome. And the walls of the chambers of the heart are not completely closed up. They're not sealed. So what happens is that the oxygenated blood combines with unoxygenated blood, and it really, you know, then it goes into the lungs, or it comes out of the lungs, and then when it feeds to the rest of the body, it is not, it doesn't have sufficient levels of oxygen for that.
And so, Gift of Life helps to correct this.
The Gift of Life is a program where we actually bring children in from other parts of the world to correct that surgery. Yes.
And tell us about how it started. You said it was started by who?
Robbie Dano from District 7250 out in Manhasset.
A Rotarian.
Rotarian. Correct.
And just for our listeners, yeah. I'm just reminding us all that Rotary is an international organization.
That's right.
And there are Rotary clubs all over the globe. There are
That's
how
right.
many clubs?
There are 33,995 clubs with 1,213,608 Rotarians. And you know how I know that?
Because Betty Renner.
Because our producer, Betty Renner, put a big piece of paper in here in the studio.
Anyway, I didn't mean to
I have no memory left. And when people would say how many Rotarians are, I'd say a lot.
Because people do get confused. You know, what is Rotary? Where are you? Yana. So this is a collaborative effort or initiative of several Rotary clubs in our area.
And people at home, after they hear the show, can go to Rotary.org and find out more about Rotary. But you know what? One of the outstanding Rotarians. One of the outstanding Rotarians of that 1.2 million is Joe Lopolis.
With
and we're
us
talking
today.
About Gift of Life.
And babies who are born with a congenital heart problem syndrome,
correct.
Which you have identified as blue baby. And this Gift of Life program has saved something like 12,000
over 12,000
children.
Right, since its inception.
And you're the district chairman for this.
No,
Are you on the committee?
I sit on the board of directors for District 7230's Gift of Life program. So within our district, we have our own program of Gift of Life, which we support the international program of Gift of Life.
You know,
there are 65 districts and clubs that participate in Gift of Life programs.
And thank you for clarifying that.
A fascinating story that we learned at one of the Rotary conventions where we brought our Radio Rotary microphones is the first Gift of Life baby who's now a delightful young woman, I think, from Africa. Tell us a little bit about, tell us how it started, and tell us about that first patient there.
And Joan and I met her.
She's a great, great person, yes. It's Grace, I'm pronouncing her name probably incorrectly, but Agawar, I believe, is her last name. She's from Uganda. She's probably in her mid to late 30s now, so this was the first program. She was 4 years old, I believe, when she was identified in Uganda. And probably would not have lasted, they say, until the age of 15. She probably
and
would
to
have
her credit, she goes to Rotary clubs and came in and addressed our group because I think you and I were mediating or something.
Right,
that's
right.
How we met her. And she walked us through her life. Talk about wrench a tear. I mean, it really melted your heart.
Her surgery was performed in Long Island at St. Francis Hospital, and she is now a part of Rotary International.
Correct. But
she has a graduate degree, too. So
I was going to say, well, I can't remember what she does for a living now, but it's something very impressive.
Right. And Rotary made that possible,
yes,
and along with 12,000 others. That's terrific.
That's correct.
So we got started with that very first child.
Correct.
And how did they decide to make up this, out of whole cloth, this program, Gift of Life? What spurred them on to do this?
Well, I think to Robbie's credit, it was a program that he wanted to do when he became club president or when he entered the club in Manhasset, and it was just one of those programs that
took off,
and people from around the world identified with that and said that they wanted to participate. It's a great program for clubs that are looking to do international projects and maybe don't have the wherewithal to do that, and through the Gift of Life International.
Something that's already got legs.
It's already there. And you can plug in. Like, I know this district doesn't have a Gift of Life program, but if they wanted to participate, we're the neighbors just south of you. You know, we can help you do that. So,
which, again, for our listeners, that's a lot of collaboration between districts, between clubs, and crossing over international lines as well goes on within the Rotary community.
Well, let's say one of our listeners or one of our Rotarians who listen, we have more than 40,000 listeners live on the air, and we have people around the world listening to us on iTunes and podcasts. Let's say they're interested in finding out more about Gift of Life. Is there a website?
The international website is giftoflifeinternational.org, and locally our 7230 is giftoflife7230.org. So the two websites that they can go to.
Folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We'll repeat that in the second half of the show. So let's take a child who has this blue baby syndrome, who has these heart defects. Let's take them from beginning right to the end. How does Gift of Life handle them?
I'd like to, maybe the best thing to do is, my wife and I just recently hosted a Gift of Life child, so maybe that would be a good example to use. This was a child that was from Ecuador. His name was Justin Bacua Lopez. He was 2 years old, just had turned two. And his mom, at a very early age, identified, she has four other children, and identified at a very early age that he was not functioning as her other children did. He became tired, and he actually turned blue, his hands, his extremities, his lips.
From the lack of oxygen described earlier,
correct.
Joe, right?
Correct. And through the collaboration of Gift of Life International, we have about 15 organizations that we participate with to help identify these children. So this particular young man was identified through a program called Mending Kids, which is headquartered in California. They were doing what's called a medical mission in Ecuador, and they identified a number of children with congenital heart defects, as well as other medical issues. He was identified, and the word went out to our international group. We, meaning Peekskill Rotary, and my wife is past president of the Croton Club, wanted to do a project this year of bringing a child in. So we put our names and on the table,
uh-huh.
and
yeah.
next thing you know, International said, we have somebody from Ecuador that you might be interested in. We accepted it. And the second part of that, and probably the most important part, is the hospital that they end up going to.
Well, I was going to say, where are the surgeries performed?
Yeah. They're performed in many hospitals. Probably, I think there's 28 or 30 hospitals worldwide that are Gift of Life hospitals. But locally here, we have In our district is Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital at Westchester Medical Center,
right.
and Montefiore.
Okay.
Those are our two main hospitals.
Two very fine institutions.
Absolutely.
World-class.
Wow, world-class facilities.
Correct. So the individual's information is given to the hospital, and they in turn examine it and, you know, review it with their staff of cardiologists and that team, and they make a decision whether or not this person is suitable for surgery. And fortunately enough, Justin was suitable for surgery, so he came in December, and the surgery was done in December 4th. He arrived with his mom,
and they stay with
particular case. They stayed with my wife and myself.
They stayed with you,
right? We sit on the board of directors, uh-huh. and we're active in the Gift of Life, and we have never hosted before. So we made the decision that if you're going to be involved in something,
you're going to be involved in something.
You need to do something so you can explain to the uh-huh. folks coming down the path what's happening next.
Okay.
And you know, we're
going to
find out more about Justin's surgery and more about Gift of Life from Joe Lopolis,
and more about your experience on the other end.
Outstanding Rotarian.
Great.
But first, let me remind our listeners they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Trebois, and my co-host is the lovely Sarah O'Connell, our very special guest Joe Lapolis of the Peekskill Rotary, talking about Gift of Life. And Sarah, who brings us the gift of Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Brewster, Cairo, Congers Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland Hyde Park, Kingston, Kingston Sunrise, and Millbrook.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
This tree was never chopped down because this crutch never needed to be carved. Because these legs never grew weak. Because this child never got polio. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. Now we are on the brink of eradicating this crippling disease once and for all. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to make sure vaccines reach the people who need it, to protect the children of the world against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Gentleson, Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Juddelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell. Welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I am joined by my co-host, the brilliant Jonah Trebwasser.
God bless you for saying something so nice about an old man.
I'm not going to touch that one. But
Jonah, we know we've got somebody.
We're talking to our fellow Rotarian, Joe Lapolis, who is the sitting president of the Peekskill Club, and he is a director of the Gift of Life for District 7230, meaning Rotary District 7230. And this is a program that helps correct heart defects in children from around the world, basically. And it's been a fascinating first segment talking about the network that is set up with other clubs and how you identify children in need, and they're in situations basically in countries where they may not have the medical facilities to perform certain surgeries or the underwriting to have these procedures completed.
And Joe was telling us about a delightful little boy from Ecuador by the name of Justin that was having the surgery, and you hosted in your home, right, Joe?
That's correct.
With his family?
Just his mom.
Just his mom. Yeah. And the interesting thing is, did they speak English?
They didn't speak English, and we didn't speak Spanish. So
and
it was very
interesting.
They're
from Ecuador.
Yes.
So
how did you communicate that?
A lot of hand signals and a lot of help, actually, from the community at large. We have a very large Ecuadorian community in the Peekskill, Croton, Ossining area, and just an enormous amount of warmth and outpouring from that community really got us through it.
And well, Justin's surgery was successful?
Yeah, Justin's surgery was very successful. He spent a little bit more time in the hospital than normally. And
what is the usual amount of time? Give us an idea.
Yeah, usually the stay is between 5 and 6 days. They really get you in and out quickly in there. Justin's situation was he was a frail boy to begin with, and I think that took a little bit longer for him to
And again,
heal.
How old was Justin?
He was just over 2.
Wow, that's Oof. Terrific. And you've given him a new lease on life, as Rotary has done through Gift of Life to over 12,000 children from around the world. Let's talk about this. Why are we bringing the kids in to the United States at probably some expense with air flights and things of that nature, rather than just have the surgery done in their respective countries? By the way, what countries are we talking about besides Ecuador?
Oh, there's several countries, Uganda, Iraq. We've brought children in from El Salvador, Kosovo. There are many, many, many countries. I can't really name them all, but there are many countries that we have.
And you have designated Gift of Life hospitals. So there's the facility that is, it's not a MASH unit.
No, it's not.
We're trying
not
to point out that there are very high caliber facilities here
in the United States
that are focused or have a unit.
No, I'm
that
just
is
curious to why
pediatric surgery.
They can't get the surgery back in their own homes.
Well, it's that point is that the hospitals aren't prepared. They're not set up for pediatric mm-hmm. surgery. It's a very, very special. They may have cardiology, and they might have the ability to operate on an adult there, but they don't have the ability.
But for the little people.
Correct. When you think about the size of the heart, the
absolutely.
Heart is, the size of your fist. And when you take a 2-year-old or a 6-month-old, think about how small that individual's heart is.
I will share with you that one of my childhood friends, and his father was the beloved pediatrician where I grew up, and Bobby is a pediatric surgeon. And they're all, not quite 40 of them in the entire United States.
Is that right?
That it is so specialized. They do 2 residencies. They do mm-hmm. their training is, mm-hmm. Much more intense before they're actually, and they do, they shuffle around sometimes because there are not a lot of them. And then those surgeons specialize in certain areas, like with the heart.
Correct.
Or, they may be an eye person or whatever it is, but it's a very finite group of people.
Justin's surgery was at Maria Ferrari's Children's mm-hmm. Hospital in Westchester, and we had an excellent surgeon and team there. Mm-hmm. Dr. Sett was his cardiac surgeon, and his team was just phenomenal. I spent an awful lot of time during the beginning of that. I'd leave at 11 o'clock at night, and I'd come back in at 6 o'clock in the morning just to make sure that he was okay before I went to work. And those nights, Dr. Sett was there, and in the morning, Dr. Sett was there. So the care that they give.
Well, it's a calling.
It's
they're not just professional doctors.
Exactly.
It's a calling, I think.
It's true. And what we're trying to do as a Gift of Life program, while we continue to bring children in from around the world to have surgeries here in the States and in other parts of the world, we have hospitals in Israel and in Italy and other places that perform the surgery. So it's not just the United States.
Oh,
so,
all right.
So we'll bring children in to a hospital that
will
accept
them. But again, a very
them.
High caliber facility.
Absolutely.
That would
and
not otherwise be available to that patient or to that family.
I don't know if it's all, but I'm going to say that I know that here in the States, they're all children's hospitals that we work with.
And this is at no cost to the child or the child's parents. So obviously, these are poor people from around the world.
These particular people that stayed with us were extremely poor.
Right.
The poverty level, monthly or the annual income was under $300 a year
wow.
for them. So not only in their country, if they even were able to, if they had the facility, if they had the wherewithal, the resources to afford the surgery, that surgery is not available to them. The first thing when Mending Kids identified Justin as part of that medical mission, they tried to see if there was ability within country to have that surgery, and there wasn't. They had given him maybe 3 to 4 years of life expectancy.
Right.
So
he would otherwise have perished.
There's no
so
question.
So it really is life-saving. Now, we did touch on, too, you spoke about Mending Hearts.
Mending Kids.
But there's a whole bunch of other groups that participate in this network, not just to identify the children, but to get them here.
That's correct.
You talked about the that they're, as far as flying people internationally, that's mm-hmm. not free. That there's an airline where employees yeah. participate? And tell us about that, Joe.
American Airlines has a program that their stewardess, their flight attendants, I should say, have created. And what they do is, I guess they have miles that they accumulate or points or something, and they donate those miles to our program.
Isn't that wonderful?
If there's a family that needs to be transported, and if it's in an American Airlines territory, we can count on them to provide that transportation.
And I
for
seem
them.
To remember there was one very special child who got to fly not on American Airlines, but on Air Force One.
That's correct. A number of years ago with President Reagan, he and his
I'm too
Mrs.
young
Reagan.
To remember
Mrs.
this.
Reagan,
no, I'm kidding. Yeah. This was in the headlines.
Yeah, I don't remember the individual's name, so I apologize, but he did
but
fly
they
the
child. A child
and Mrs. I remember the pictures of Mrs. Reagan taking the boy off the
yep.
flight
correct.
In her arms. It was
they
great.
They brought a child back.
That's right. So tell us a little bit about yourself. First of all, Joe Lapolis, outstanding Rotarian from the Peekskill Rotary. How long have you been a Rotarian?
Here comes the prez.
Yeah.
He's the sitting president of
well,
his club right now.
Well, there you go again. Jonah, President Reagan.
Joan is the past president of
I'm well
Red
past
Hook.
It. I'm well past it. So anyway.
Well, I guess I'm a little bit over midway through my my service as president. And I've been a Rotarian since 2005 with
right.
the Peekskill Club. But my wife has been a Rotarian for over 12, 13 years.
Oh, is
and
that
she,
right?
She's a past president as well,
she's
isn't she?
She's past president of the Croton on Hudson Club. And, you know, through that I've been, you know, doing service work with her and stuff. So I guess I've, you know, even maybe not an official Rotarian, but certainly.
So we have a lot of them. We have Betty Renner's a past president of the Millbrook Club. And in our studio visiting with
our
us
live
today,
studio audience.
Our live studio audience is the sitting president of the Millbrook Rotary Club. I'm surrounded by presidents.
You're next.
Okay.
So when does the Peekskill Club meet and where?
Our club meets Thursdays in about, let's see, it's 10:30 on a Thursday. So we meet at 12 o'clock on every Thursday at the Cortland Colonial Restaurant on Albany Post Road.
Food? It's actually,
yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 5?
We're probably about a 7. It's a nice buffet. It's
that's
a nice,
important.
Very nice buffet, and they feed us pretty well, and I don't look like I've missed a meal.
That's right. So if all of our 40,000 live listeners and untold millions around the world on iTunes and by podcasts want to come to the Peekskill Rotary, they can be your guest?
They can be my guest, absolutely, yeah.
And you know, Sarah, dear.
Yes, Jonah.
If they're not in the Peekskill area and they are at Millbrook or Red Hook and they want to find out about
how
where their local Rotary
that,
club,
Jonah?
They would go to Rotary.org. Click on the club locator button and type in their hometown and find out where their local Rotary Club meets and when, and join us for the fun, join us for the fellowship, and join us for the?
For the?
Food.
Food. Oh, gosh, I missed my cue there. Hey, you know what, Joe? I wanted to ask you, were there any, because you and Cynthia hosted, you were a host family for, mm-hmm. for this child, for Justin and his mom. What type of cultural accommodations did you need to make, or were there big adjustments for you in your home, or
well, the,
just, you know, in the little time that
yeah,
we have left,
the,
give us
the,
a little flavor of
one of
that.
The adjustments was that we have two old English bulldogs, and the mom was afraid of the dogs, so we had to make that adjustment, and the dog spent the better part of 6 weeks in the basement, but Justin loved them before the surgery and after the surgery, so that was really an exciting thing. But I think from a cultural standpoint, we knew a little bit about the Ecuadorian community and their lifestyle and their culture, but the fact that she came from a very poor and perhaps mm-hmm. rural area, the foods were a lot different. So we had to adjust ourselves, and thank God that we had the Ecuadorians
to help and
to
support
help
and guide.
Yeah. Exactly. So Joe Lapolis, before we break away, give us the website again for Gift of Life.
Gift of Life International is giftoflifeinternational.org, and the District 72 website is giftoflife7230.org.
Joe Lapolis, outstanding Rotarian, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Sarah, who do we have to thank this week for bringing us Radio Rotary?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Poughkeepsie, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treibwasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Become a literacy volunteer and help break the cycle of illiteracy and poverty in our communities.
Literacy Connections is looking for volunteers to help adults learn to read. Become a tutor and improve the lives of those you teach.
Information about volunteer training, tutors, and programs can be found at www.literacyconnections.org. That's www.literacyconnections.org.
Hudson Valley Rotarians invite you to help us help those whose homes were destroyed in Japan's earthquake and tsunami by sending life-saving shelter boxes. Each Rotary shelter box has a durable tent with water purification and cooking supplies for 10 people. For more information, go to shelterboxusa.org. That's shelterboxusa.org.